The Sentai Review, Episode 145, The Doctor's Review, Part 3. And we are back-ish?
Kinda. I mean, technically you started up a new line for recording, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's recording, so. Yeah, we're back to do some more Who, because we got a Shane.
Look, for everybody who paid attention to the last episode, Shane's here. No penis for a month. As he just waves.
And we also got a...
We got a Kevin.
Kevin?
Program Kevin, yeah. Either way.
That's less impressive.
So, South Level Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Kevin Program.
You all know who I am.
Nobody Some people knows who might you not. Are. You forget, we keep growing by the day. We literally in, like, what is it, the last month, we jumped from, like, what was it? It was, like, 800 or 900 subs to now we're up to, like, 11 or 12. I can't remember.
So, yeah, if you don't...
And mind you, that's at the time of this recording.
So if you don't talk about who, you know, your name, then you're just going to be a mysterious voice that nobody knows about. Do you want to be remembered as that?
Yes.
Cool. So he's just a guy. You know, we found him on the corner. We needed an extra, you know, body.
Look, all I know is I'm better be goddamn getting my money's worth after we're done, since I found him on a corner. And actually, I take that back. As of the time of this recording, we're at 1,522. And I think the last I checked was like a month or two ago, and we were at like 11 or 12. So, yeah. We're growing by the day, Shane McCree, proto guy.
Hey.
Proto guy.
And contact.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay.
Yep, now for the fun, because Scotty's got to duel the dueling mice, so...
Dueling mice.
Once again, we're back to talking about the doctors. I see an episode that we should be able to do if the children are home, but...
Yeah, into the doctor's review we go. And we are on the final five doctors, along with some group pictures. So, let's hop into the fifth. Man, I'm really out of it.
Yep.
On to the tenth doctor, David Tennant, from 2006 to 2010.
Hey, look, I guess it's a good thing we have these guys here. They might have something to say.
Might.
Oh, shit, the only reason my ass has been here is because we ran out of chairs, because one guy up and quit.
Who's David Tennant? I'm kidding.
I will slap you.
Yeah, even I know who the fuck this guy is.
Okay, and this is him wearing a...
My opinion, probably the best doctor. That's my opinion.
In my opinion, probably one of the worst villains in all of Marvel history, but...
I thought he was a good villain.
Eh, he was okay,
he was creepy
yeah.
as fuck, which was awesome. I mean, he does have some exquisite acting chops.
You've watched those other Marvel Netflix shows. There's worse villains.
Yeah,
there's
that's
worse.
True.
Okay, here's, like, with that, I feel that the villain himself is lackluster, but David Tennant being that villain makes him good, is how I felt.
So here we have a Tennant in... the Eccleston attire, because he just recently regenerated.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think this is their Christmas special that they did to introduce Tennant fully, well, somewhat fully into the. It's like Christmas Invasion, I think.
I didn't think that it was.
No, I think that's just episode one, I believe.
No, I actually thought that this was the one time that they didn't do a Christmas special. I remember Eccleston dying at the last episode. Of the series. I don't remember a Christmas special. And I've seen all of Eccleston, Tennant, and Matt Smith series. And I don't remember... I remember Eccleston was... I don't remember a Christmas special.
See, and I was the opposite. Like, I watched all the episodes, but I did not watch the Christmas specials until later. And I remember him regenerating.
Usually the Christmas specials where they regenerate.
Yeah, but I remember him regenerating.
I don't remember the Christmas special for Eccleston. That's the one I don't remember.
Yeah.
You guys probably didn't see the comic relief short bit with him interacting with Rose when he first generated two afterwards. But anyway, next.
Those are PJs.
Yeah.
He wears PJs.
Yep.
Yeah, he.
I don't blame him. As soon as I get home, that's the first thing I want to do is get out of my clothes. You know why? Because I'm a fat fuck and my gut hangs over my belt, so I always end up with an imprint of my belt on my gut. You know what I don't deal with when I'm wearing my PJs? An imprint of a belt in my gut.
Why don't you wear overalls?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Next.
And that's actually his attire.
That's his official attire.
He wears a suit with a trench coat.
Yep.
And sneakers. Sneakers. He doesn't wear dress shoes.
Oh, yeah. Sneakers.
He wears sneakers.
Make sure... Pause. Okay. Yep.
And not only that, but this was the only time that I... Like I said, I didn't watch the classic Doctors, but this is the only time that I believe that Doctor and Companion truly had a thing for each other. Truly had a thing.
The way that we see the Doctor Companion interactions started, you know, mm-hmm. to form with Chris Nickerson. You know, the classic Doctors,
Rose has always had a thing for the Doctor.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is, like, the classic Doctors, they didn't really have a companion all the time.
The first Doctor had a thing for his companion. That would have been weird because that was his granddaughter.
Yeah.
So... It's just, you know, this is where the this is where Rose was. I liked Rose as a companion, so she still ends up with it.
With a tenant.
Yeah.
Next,
there's his tiny screwdriver. He had a tiny screwdriver. One. I remember his. Matt Smith went ridiculous with his freaking sonic screwdriver.
Oh wait, no. Yeah. So going back real quick, you remember when Capaldi first regenerated? He told Claire, "I'm not your boyfriend." So there was something going on there.
Claire had a thing for the Doctor, but the Doctor did not have a thing
exactly.
for Claire.
So there was something going on, you know, one-sided, but still something.
Well, to be fair, technically the Doctor's married.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to that. Next. And glasses.
As I recall, he doesn't really change his outfit much. He takes the trench coat off, but that's really about it.
Yeah, I think the color changes from like brown to purple to...
The colors might change, but the base of what it is it doesn't really change.
And those are just normal glasses, so I'm fine with those.
Yeah, normal glasses. No,
they're not Sonic yet.
Yeah, no Sonic.
They're not Sonic yet.
Just glasses.
Next.
I'm fine with that.
3D glasses. Also not Sonic.
Not Sonic.
Those
that's
are not
also
Sonic.
Fine.
3D glasses.
What episode was this on?
Because 3D was a thing.
Wait, what episode was this?
3D is a stupid fucking gimmick and everyone knows it.
Not on the Doctor's home planet. It's
fair enough.
It's amazing there.
Next.
And yeah, I've been taking a look. That's kind of why I've been so quiet, not paying too much attention.
Yeah, you only know.
Yeah, literally, Christmas Invasion was when Tennant did show up.
Yeah.
That's who they have as the Doctor, but I'm not quite sure if...
I'm wondering if he regenerated before that Christmas special, and on the Christmas special, it was Tennant.
I think
there
that's
was no regeneration on that.
Yeah, there was no regeneration.
The last one
on
that
it.
Eccleston was in had Tennant appear at the end, which they re-showed at the start.
Because of how.
So, yeah, that might have been what
it don't
was.
Really matter. Eccleston wasn't my favorite anyway.
Fair enough. Yeah. No, I just wanted to clarify because I know the fans have probably gone ape shit and they probably have like 800 comments being like, "You dumb motherfuckers!" And it's like, we've told you before, we're not fucking experts. We don't come in here
experts. And it's been a while. It's been a long
time. Oh, yeah. Like, I haven't seen Eckerson since I was 20, 21.
But to be fair, I've never seen an entire episode of Doctor Who. I've only seen clips. Because, like I said, when I first knew what Doctor Who was, that was when Nick hit his kick of Doctor Who, so it was a lot of like sitting on YouTube watching stupid clips like, fucking fezzes are cool,
but
fedoras are cool.
Real quick though,
because they are.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean though, like all that shit.
If I had a freaking fez, I would wear it everywhere, but I do not own one.
No, you would not.
Ever.
Bullshit. You would if you wore a fez, you would wear it on top of your Red Ranger hat, since that's the only hat you ever wear anymore.
I have a lot of hats, but this is
true.
But because we do a Sentai show, I feel like I should wear something, you know, Sentai.
You mean like how I should be wearing my Black Ranger shirt, but seeing as how I went to work, I had to wear work clothes? Even though technically I can wear t-shirts to work, it's just It was cold and raining this morning.
Which
is
still
running late. Yeah,
it's still don't make Fandom Night have a dress code. Anytime we do Sentai, you must wear something Sentai.
A lot of us will be pretty butt fucked.
Do you have anything Sentai? Anything
Power? Not yet.
Okay.
Well, I do, so I'm good.
I don't do Sentai, so I'm good.
Yeah, he's only here for Doctor, so technically, even though this is a Sentai episode, technically he would need a Doctor Who thing.
Next. Look! Over there!
Look, a distraction!
What? Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
See, his outfit really doesn't change. You know, we're getting to those doctors where they don't really change much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Capaldi does.
Yeah, Capaldi does.
Capaldi does,
yeah.
Change, but, like, as far as I remember, Matt Smith and David Tennant, not really so much.
Both ties.
Right.
Next.
That is his, there it is, the blue with the brownish tan,
yeah. trench coat.
That is his, yeah. That's the classic one.
Yeah, looking hell of a lot more like God damn it, why can't I think of his name right now? Castiel from fucking
Supernatural. Yep.
Rocking his sneakers.
Oh yeah,
sneakers.
Yeah, that's his thing, man.
Yeah.
His sand shoes.
He was a really good doctor.
Look.
Oh, he was.
Don't
so here's
the kicks.
Here's my thing, though. Like, I ended up loving David Tennant, but I started with Nicholson. Or Nicholson?
Eckerson,
yeah. I started with him. That was the first
doctor.
Well,
to be fair, since I never seen a single episode of a classic Doctor Who, Eccleston was my first doctor,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and I freaking loved him. Like, I enjoyed the first season. But, and then when he regenerated after, you know, season one, I was like, okay, that kind of sucks. I wanted to see him more. So it took, like, a couple episodes for me to grow into David Tennant. But once I started realizing who he was and, you know, starting to get a feel for how he plays the Doctor, I fucking loved
him.
When
Tennant left and he had to regenerate, I was actually legitimately upset because I didn't know how I was going to like Matt Smith.
Well, and that's also...
luckily, Matt Smith was... great.
Yeah, right. He was.
And that's how it is with any show. Like, they're constantly, like, cycling out characters from time to time.
But didn't David Tennant have, like, what, 4 or 5 seasons?
He had three.
3 seasons?
Basically.
Wait.
I thought he had more than 3.
If you want
to... Because we're on season 11 now. Because
he had 3 full seasons, some special, I guess, half season, and then came back for the 50th.
Okay. Yeah, he did come back for the, what was that, the Day of the Doctor?
The Day of the Doctor.
He did come back for that.
Because we're on season 10 now, so Capaldi, I know he had 3 seasons.
Capaldi, and so did Smith.
Yeah.
Basically,
okay. So that makes sense,
3
yeah.
seasons is kind of the thing now, except if you're Tom Baker, then you play the role forever.
Yeah.
kind of still is.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to play the Doctor longer than Baker. Because they usually ink you in for 3 seasons.
I mean, we never know. The new Doctor might be amazing.
The
yeah.
Stay forever. I mean, who
yeah,
knows?
Who knows? And this is, I mean, I don't know if it's confirmed. Is it confirmed that it is a new continuity reboot?
I hope not.
No.
That's what I heard rumors saying that it was supposed to be.
It's the first time a woman has been the Doctor.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this is the first time a woman.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, are you sure they're not doing a reboot? Because I was hearing that around.
The actual writer of the show did.
Because it's a new writer.
What's his name?
It's a new director, a new writer, I know, is taking over.
It doesn't matter. Like, the major point when it comes down to that, it comes down to something like that, is the showrunner. The showrunner's job is they're the one who writes the Bible, which is what everybody's supposed to follow on the show. So anytime that you see major changes to a show, that's usually because, you know, basically the showrunner has changed. That's the reason why that's one of those things that actually gets big news in Hollywood.
The guy,
like, if they change, like, a fucking key grip, so now the guy who holds the boom mic is a different guy, nobody gives a rat's ass.
See, I talked to a friend at work who is huge into Doctor Who,
mm-hmm.
and he knows more than I do. Because I've only started watching Doctor Who maybe 4 years ago. And so when we were talking, the showrunner,
mm-hmm.
I believe that's what his role was, he resigned.
Right.
Oh, and you mean Moffat?
Him.
Yeah.
And then the guy, the person that replaced him is supposed to be a good.
Right.
But... we won't know until the Doctor premieres.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's Chris Chibnall? Chibnall is the new head writer.
Yeah, so, probably Chibnall. Yeah.
And since this is going to be interesting because this is the first female Doctor,
yep.
That's the interesting part.
Sorry, I got distracted by the rain. My ADD kicked in. I was like, oh, fuck, it's coming down out there.
Next.
That's a cat.
Oh,
kitty
cat.
Ooh, and this is the first season. This is Tenet. Tenet was the first.
The doctor's playing with his pussy. Shall I pet the pussy?
Anyway, you were saying.
That's another reason I picked this one.
I figured you would.
TFS, man, TFS. Yeah.
Especially with our fucking ADD and fucking quote and everything. Like, literally, Scotty, in the last episode, so people who have already listened to this, you already know it, but, yeah, literally, Scotty's like, really, we're making references? I was like, welcome to Fandom Night, the show that makes references on top of references, on top of memes, on top of references, on top of reference memes, on top of meme references. Where have you been for the last how many fucking years now?
This is the when Doctor Who came back in 2005 after nearly a decade of being gone.
Mm-hmm.
The Tenet seasons is when they brought K-9 back.
Yeah, K-9 came back. Yep. Actually, I think
and
it might
so
be
did
one...
Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane came
but
back.
I think that's when the image is on here. So let's see if next.
Nope, not yet. He's a part of the Yes movement.
Yes!
Okay.
Unless, of course, you're Taka and Lanny, who have been playing Sea of Thieves, in which case one of the songs that you could play in Sea of Thieves is Ride of the Valkyrie, to which case it's I, because they're pirates.
Next. And he's trying to take a vacation.
So that, I don't think
I don't blame him. Fuck snow.
Actually, well,
it's the middle of fucking April. We're still dealing with snow. Fuck snow.
Well, to be fair, since he's a Time Lord, I don't think the cold bothers him.
Right. I don't think anything bothers him.
Oh, no. I mean, you shoot him in the face, he will.
Yes.
He will
yes.
Die.
I mean, temperature wise, nothing bothers
him. No. I don't know the extent of. You know, the doctor's been through a lot.
Or at least on Earth, temperature-wise, nothing will bother him. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you put that motherfucker in the sun, he ain't going
to
be none too
to
happy.
To be fair, since he travels all over the place, I think that different atmospheres don't bother him.
Right.
I mean, he's from a different planet himself.
Right.
Yeah, I never once have seen the doctor, like, shiver or...
You know, it's,
I remember.
I don't remember. You know?
Well, I was about to say, not that he's supposed to. I mean, technically speaking... when it comes down to it, I mean, he is just a normal dude playing a role as an alien. So, I mean, there might have been a couple. So, if we get, like, dig really deep, technically it might be some shit that should not be. But
it's, you know, it looks like he was going to Hawaii and...
ended up somewhere else.
Well, to be fair, he can't really...
The TARDIS is not reliable.
He's like, I want to go to Hawaii in 2010. Why am I in fucking Victoria-era London? It's because the TARDIS wanted me to be here.
Yep. Yeah, kind of like...
Or a planet called Hawaii, because...
Well, the TARDIS is the TARDIS is a living entity.
Yeah.
And the doctor puts in the coordinates that he wants to go.
Yeah. And isn't the TARDIS a female? Or...
It depends.
Yeah.
I do remember...
I know Matt Smith wished really, really hard for it to be a woman for some reason, but... we'll get to that one.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's what I was wondering. Like how
TARDIS,
the.
What is it? The TARDIS is much like the quantum leap mechanic. It just. It goes. It sends you where it thinks you need to be.
Pretty much.
Next.
Because the reason why I was asking before we get into this one is with Jodie, so new doctor, if the TARDIS is a female, I wonder if the TARDIS.
That's
will start...
why I kicked Jodie out.
Well, yeah, and maybe if they start, like, you know, connecting on, like, a female
well,
level,
be fair,
if the TARDIS starts being nicer to the
you
doctor.
You gotta think about it, though. The doctor is literally over 900 years old.
Well, he Capaldi was saying
Capaldi
was saying 2,000, but technically when he went into his little confession dial, doesn't that make him a lot older now since he went...
Ooh,
it was like,
who knows how long he was in there.
Well, yeah. He was... I think they said it was...
Versions of himself has been in there.
Yeah, because I think the Time Lords or whatever on the home planet.
Gallifrey.
Yeah, Gallifrey. I think they said like 2 something billion years he was in there. But he was still calling himself 2,000 years old in season 10. So I'm not quite sure
why.
He's old.
But anyway, here we got a.
I was confused about that.
Tennant and Rose on a little scooter moped.
All I got's a moped. Sorry. That's literally that's what's stuck in my head.
The
now
thing about these outfits are is that he really doesn't change.
Right.
That's the thing. So
well,
like,
I mean, he is wearing different outfits.
He wears
so
different colors.
Look,
yeah.
All I know
now,
is
he one of the few that does that as much? Or
well, he changes his shoes. I mean, his shoes were blue before, yeah, and now they're white. But, yeah, like, he doesn't really change enough to make it seem like, man, basically he changes colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and we've
he's not changing
before
his style, but, yeah, you can tell he's wearing different things.
He keeps the style, just changes colors.
Yeah. Now, does Matt Smith do the same thing? I can't remember.
Matt Smith usually wears the outfit with the bow tie. Because
well, yeah, I mean, he always wears a bow tie, cool, but, yeah, does he wear different things with the bow tie a lot? Or
I think
is
he occasionally changes his.
He'll wear a fez. He wears a couple fezes here and there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
because I know of Capaldi, it was very much like he
Capaldi
wore like three things.
Outfits and. When you get to doctors that really don't change much, like Eccleston really wore just a t-shirt and jeans,
yeah,
with,
yeah,
a leather jacket.
With his leather jacket, yeah.
That's really,
yeah,
all he wore. I mean, I don't count taking the jacket off as a new outfit.
No, yeah.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah,
it's...
That would kind of be
He was the most consistent of the new of the reboot age.
Yeah, that would be like if we were doing a review of, like, the 90s Turtles movie, and you get that scene where Shredder takes the mask off. Oh, now that's a new person.
Now, when if there's an episode in Doctor Who where they have to disguise himself because they're in a different time period, I don't consider that because that outfit was only used in that episode.
Yeah, that doesn't
count. So I don't count it because your outfit has to be something that changes, you know, throughout your.
And let's be honest, the doctor doesn't really do that much, though. He normally just doesn't care.
Well, he does.
He does sometimes, but not always.
Next.
When you get
Sarah Jane.
Yep.
What were you going to say?
Oh, all I was going to say is in that last photo, the fucking helmet and sunglasses made him look like Jim Carrey's character from Me, Myself, and Irene. Like, just the fucking look on his face. Like, go back real quick. I know we're on this one, but go back real quick. See what I mean? Like
it
really does.
Yeah.
Let's see. He's fucking Jim Carrey for Me, Myself, and Irene. Like,
that is funny.
Really?
But yeah, this is so Sarah Jane.
Jane had her own show.
Yeah, she had a run of her own.
She was
like,
actually well, she was
the
a
Sarah
companion.
Jane Adventures.
She was a companion before the.
She was during the Tom Baker years.
She was one of the companions for the Fourth Doctor.
How many companions did he have, by the way?
Well, since he had the longest run, he probably had quite a few.
Maybe three or four.
Okay.
So
see, Tennant had one, and that was Rose.
Well,
no, he had
three. He had three.
Yeah, you're right. He had what's her name? Oh, Marcia.
No. He had Rose. Yep. Then he had Martha Jones.
Yes.
The black woman.
Yep.
And then he had Donna.
Donna. Donna was for the last season.
Yeah.
Donna was great.
Donna Doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
There's one. Well,
yep.
We just had to be patient.
Speaking of which.
There's a second. That's the Tenet's second companion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They met on the moon.
And from what I heard, hear from the community, the one that people didn't give a shit about.
Yeah, I don't really remember her much.
She's another companion that fell for the doctor, but he had no feelings for her.
Yeah.
Because I truly believe he had feelings for Rose. And when Rose had to go to an alternate...
Get stuck in an alternate dimension.
It really bothered him. So he didn't... But he just looked at her like a friend.
Next. And there's his daughter slash now wife...
Yeah, man. Time travel stuff is weird.
You gotta be
careful with that shit, man. Or you go back in time and become your own grandfather.
It's timey-wimey.
Like, right. I'm looking at you, Fry.
Yeah.
You want me shit. Next.
And there she
is. There's Donna.
There's Donna. Yep. And Tennant looks like,
Next.
I have a gun.
I have a squirt gun.
He has a golden gun, damn it. That's one shot, one kill. Oh, wait, wrong game.
And then there's a really creepy person staring at him from above.
Yeah, like a geisha person.
I can't remember. I've seen every episode of the Tenet stuff. I just don't remember.
Yeah, it's been so long.
Yeah,
man.
It has.
Because I remember when I first started watching Doctor Who, I binge-watched all of it in like 3 months.
Oh.
Or like, I think it was a month, yeah.
Towards Tenet's end, he became a little bit more violent.
Yeah, he did.
Because he was dealing with the Master and his race returning.
Which is, those are Gallifreyans.
Yep. Yeah.
You can tell because of their weird
And
robes.
The Master tends to fuck with you just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, so he's Q from Star Trek? Likes to fuck with you?
Technically, in a worse manner.
I can believe that.
Yeah. So, who do you like better? The Master with David Tennant or Missy?
I think I prefer Missy. She's more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them are fine. It doesn't bother me.
Next. Yeah, here's the...
So
the
what's
Master.
Draco Malfoy doing there?
No, that's the Master.
Yeah, like I said, what's Draco Malfoy doing there?
Well, after he graduated.
Is he mad because Tennant showed up at fucking Gringotts and gave a weird speech? Oh. Hi, Dad.
Well, I know there is some theories out there that the Doctor did give Harry Potter his wand, I think. It was something...
Because of who was the War Doctor.
Yeah,
because
the War Doctor is in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Right.
Tennant's in Harry Potter, too.
Yeah.
Wait, is he?
Fourth movie.
Yeah.
Fourth
oh,
movie.
Okay.
Like
Barty
I said,
Crouch Jr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like I said,
he was the one that was impersonating Mad-Eye Moody.
Yeah.
For that entire movie.
In that book, he impersonates just about everybody.
I never made that connection until just
now.
And
he was supposed to protect Harry.
Yeah.
Until he got Harry to the
cemetery.
So he turns Draco into a ferret. And I love it because McGonagall comes up and he's like, Matt Moody, what are you doing? Teaching. Is that a student? Technically, it's a ferret.
So it's okay.
So, yeah. Which, hence my original reference. So,
next.
He's regenerating.
Regenerating.
Are you sure? Are you sure he's regenerating?
No, this is the actual
regeneration. Are you sure
not...
he's not Danny Rand, the immortal Iron Fist? And he's going to say that 18 more times in this episode?
And I believe this is right
he's Kilgrave. That's Kilgrave.
Right.
And this
is
right before his famous line.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
Like, that fucked with me, man.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah. Trust me. I loved Tennant. And when he tried so hard, he didn't want to die. And when he was regenerating, it was actually really sad. I'm like, man, I mean, you're only the second Doctor I know, but obviously you're my favorite because I don't really give a fuck about Eccleston.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, the Dark Elf from Thor.
Let's see.
Yeah, because at this point, I freaking adore Tennant, and I did not want him to go either. I think that was kind of a...
So he dealt with the Daleks and the Cybermen. Cyberman.
Yeah, Cybermen.
And then a werewolf.
Some werewolf thing.
Hasn't every Doctor dealt with the Daleks in some degree?
A lot of them have.
A lot have. Yeah. I think one or two did not deal with them.
There's a few that just switch between dealing with Daleks and then...
And then
the
he dealt with the rhino people.
And then the little fat creatures.
Yep. Let's see.
Did he deal with the angel people? Or like the statue?
No, the statue.
Yeah, he did.
But Matt Smith got involved with
that. Yeah, I know Matt Smith, that was...
Yeah, Weeping Angels was introduced into David Tennant era, so...
Yep.
Next. Yep. David Tennant, the 10th Doctor.
I was going to say, because Matt Smith had the worst run with Weeping Angels.
Yep, that's it.
That's because of what happened
exactly.
With Amy Pond and Rory. Oh, rating this mofo.
Yeah, let's
we're going to definitely start with Seth.
I'm at a 3.5.
That's fine.
Well, I mean, it's a basic outfit for, you know, what you would assume for, you know, quote, Doctor Who, you know. So, and compared
since I'm rating the outfit and not the Doctor, that's a hard one. So, yeah, I'm going to say 4.2.
I'm going to keep because he is my favorite Doctor, and I'm not rating how great he was. I'm rating what he wore. I give it a 3.8.
Yeah, and I was like, I want to do higher, but
based on the character,
of course.
Even me who hasn't seen it,
Tenet's great.
Oh, yeah.
4.5.
You would. All right, divide that bitch by four. That man got a four.
Not bad. That's fair. Good. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, so now, far he's a winning right now.
Now we're on the Smith era. And yeah. I was skeptical when Smith showed
11th.
Up. But man, did he blow me away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He is. It's hard for me to say, is Tennant or Smith my favorite?
We don't have to go through any of the pictures. Bow ties are cool.
Everyone knows bow ties are cool. Fezzes are cool. Bow ties are cool.
Especially when his companions are getting pissed and shooting the fuck out of them.
Yeah,
that,
see,
that was
and
one of
I
the
don't,
clips that stuck right. in my head. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, this is him when he first changes into it.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, he go and Amy Pond finds him, and he eats custard and fish sticks.
See, I liked Amy at first.
Amelia. If he had just started maybe with the child Amelia, it would have been interesting.
Yeah.
It would have been.
See, I was okay with Amy. When once Rory became, like, you know, a huge staple in it, it was still okay. But
I actually liked Rory. I did. You know, it was that, what's that thing again? It seems like every companion has a thing for the Doctor.
Yeah.
But when he disappeared, she had to move on.
Yeah.
And she met Rory, and they were getting married. And then all of a sudden, he shows back up. And you got to remember, when you're, like, 8 years old, and you see a man fucking come out of a phone booth outside your house,
yeah,
and he's really odd, and he comes in your house and eats your food,
or tries to eat your food.
Like, I don't know. I feel like,
and then he disappears, and he disappears from your life for, like, no joke, like 10 or 12 years.
Oh yeah,
and then he shows right back up, and you're like, where have you? Because he only said I'd be back. What did he say? I'd be back in, like, I'd be back.
No, he just says I would be back. I think, yeah.
He wasn't supposed to be gone for years.
Yeah,
he was
supposed to be gone
for, like, hours at most.
But you know, the TARDIS.
the TARDIS is a bitch.
But I think this was the only companion set that I felt went on too long.
This one was a sad one, too, when it ended.
Yeah, it was.
I thought,
oh, yeah, that was sad.
Like, listen, Donna and Marcia,
Donna's departure
was a little sad. Marcia's
sad.
Was not. And Rose's was sad. But these guys.
Yeah.
These guys, I think, had the saddest. And that's my opinion. Until we get to Capaldi, and we'll talk about Capaldi's.
But I do feel that it would be cool to rate the companions.
Well, to
at
be
some
fair,
point
now, he has,
want
now he
to
gets.
To see that, because I would be down with
he
that.
He gets three.
Don't give us more episodes, you motherfucker.
If people wanted to see it, I'd be down with it.
I remember, Smith gets three companions, because he does get Claire.
Smith gets.
He gets Claire at the very end.
He does at the very end, yeah.
I know well.
I think it's just Rory, Amy, and then
it's mostly
Claire.
Rory and Amy.
Yeah.
Next. Yep. Here's
his classic outfit.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing special about it.
Bow
I mean,
ties are cool.
He has a ridiculous sonic screwdriver.
Yeah.
His is huge. I mean, like Smith, like Tennant had a
now we're comparing sizes.
And Matt Smith was huge.
Oh, here we go, Shane.
And look
at
his tip.
Let's compare,
like,
Shane.
Shane.
That is a huge sonic screwdriver.
And look at the tip there too. I'm talking about the sonic screwdriver, not the.
Look,
what
remember,
we were just
some
doing.
Guys are some guys are showers, and other guys are growers. He's definitely a shower.
Next. It looks like it changed up a little bit, especially with the pants.
But like
is
I said,
it normally the same bow tie, or did he change bow ties?
The bow ties,
I can't remember.
The bow ties stay about the same type, except for a little bit changing here and there. I know the jacket changes.
Yeah.
Next.
But that's the classic. That's when he started out with.
Yep.
It's not a bad outfit. You know, it suits him.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, he looks more like a college professor than, you know, he actually does, like, you know, an alien who's supposed to be saving the universe. But, I mean, technically speaking, he's supposed to be blending in and, you know, just kind of not be noticeable. So, I mean.
Next.
Yep.
Oh, this is him when
Resistance is futile.
That's Borg. Kinda. That's Borg Smith.
Kinda. Yeah. I mean.
Locutus of Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like some cyber version of
Lacutus
a doctor.
Yeah.
So, next.
He don't like puppets.
But Punch and Judy is amazing.
Look at him. Look at him. He's like, God, you disgust me. Yeah, his bow tie does
change. Yeah, the bow
tie
does change a little bit, but
it's not. to me, it's not...
I think the bow tie can change for where he's at, too. So.
As long as he has a bow tie, it's fine.
He always has a bow tie.
Yeah, he needs the bow tie.
He always has a bow tie.
Next.
Except for that one time where he took it off.
Oh. Yeah, there's a time when there was two of him besides from the cybernetic him. So, technically there's been like three or four of him, so... Next.
Not much changes. There's the Fez.
Fez with thumbs up, too.
Because Fezzes are cool. Love it. Love it.
Next.
That's a mop.
Because mops are cool.
Of course, they clean your floor.
Now all I can think of is Perry, Saturn, and Moppy.
Moppy.
God damn it.
Next.
All because Al Snow had to show up with head.
That's
oh,
a gun.
The Old West.
That's a revolver.
Yep.
I remember that Old West episode.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a good one.
It wasn't bad.
The horse likes to be called Susan. and he wants you to respect his values.
Now, this is the part where he doesn't blend in.
Right.
Because those clothes are out of...
way the fuck
And that's
out.
What I was saying.
He sticks out like a sore thumb.
There was a lot of episodes
where
he didn't care. He didn't try.
Oh, he sticks out like a sore thumb. You mean like my hand where I just completely sliced the fuck out of it?
Yeah, it sticks out.
Yeah.
Well, because then a lot of the times, too, he walks out of there and something happens before he can really blend in. Because
he doesn't technically, even if the TARDIS tells you where you're at, but you don't know exactly where you're at until you open that door and be like, what's out there?
And sometimes they didn't really, the doctor didn't really check to see where he was. He just would go.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh, he's wearing a cowboy hat now. And here's River Song.
There's River Song.
River Song, which is Amy's daughter after regenerating.
You don't find that out until later, though.
Yeah.
If I remember,
Next.
Claire.
A Clara.
Yes, she did not actually...
There was
three
Claras, right?
Yeah, there was the one in the Dalek. There was one in these ancient times.
Yeah.
And then there was a present-day Clara.
And I actually like the original Clara the most. Like, this Clara was good. The modern-day Clara, I don't know, she just wasn't...
She was good until they started writing her character weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just like that first episode...
She ended up... Yeah. That is a sad moment, too.
Yeah. But the original episode with first Clara when she was in the Dalek, I love that Clara.
Yeah,
if they kept that personality of Clara throughout the entire thing, I would have loved her so much more.
I think a lot of people would have.
I forgot that there was three of them. I forgot there was one in the old Victoria era.
Yeah.
They ever go over that? I don't remember.
Yeah, they had an episode where Clara had to jump into the Doctor's time stream to help him.
Okay.
Which is why she showed up so many times throughout the Doctor's history.
Yeah, I wasn't. I didn't recall that episode. So yeah.
Next.
There she is on a motorcycle.
And this is the
His jacket did change.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
And
you can't be wearing like a fucking, you know, you're going to go give a lecture jacket when you're riding on a motorcycle.
True. Let's wear a longer one instead.
Exactly.
Next.
See? Yeah. I like that picture.
Yeah, this actually looks nice.
I actually like it. Yeah, it's nice.
Although the weird thing is the reflections and
the faces and stuff. I think that's kind of awesome. It's very ominous.
Next. Some promotional material stuff.
Which is awesome because he's driving down a building, it looks like.
And in the actual episode, he's driving up a building.
And Claire looks like she does not give a shit.
Well, of course, it's a promo picture. They say smile, so you get...
Next.
Bow tie changes. It's basically very small changes. Nothing like nothing outrageous.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy. Like
it's like a little bit here, a little bit there.
But I do. But as his outfits change a little bit over time, I actually preferred like this look over like the maybe it was just because of the colors.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for the professor jacket. I mean, I like it, but I don't like it as much as the others because I just don't like the color.
Yeah,
right.
Like this color works out well. I mean, he really does match very well.
Next,
but yeah. And then look, I'm super.
Yeah,
awesome.
This is a promotional image, I think, for the 50th anniversary.
I think that's the one for the Day of the Doctor.
Yeah.
That was a great episode. Yeah, that was good.
He definitely looks way older in that as compared to the previous ones.
Oh, no. So, yeah, he gets older.
Oh, yeah, he
well,
does.
Well, I know he does, but you know what I mean.
He gets really old.
Next.
No.
Yeah, I like that
one. See, like, from that one compared to the last one, yeah, you could definitely tell that one was probably for promo for, you know, something later on.
I do like that outfit.
Next.
Lot.
Oh, this is from his last episode.
Yeah, he's older.
He's got handles here.
Yeah, he's holding a Cyberman's head, as one does.
Why he named it handles, I have no clue, except for the handles on the head, but...
It's probably why. Yeah. There's Claire wearing a crown made of paper.
Mm. Foreshadowing of her future roles. Role. Next.
Luthor.
You were saying Lex, I was thinking, and no, that is not Xavier.
Well, of course. It is Lex Luthor. He is here to create a Ponzi scheme to screw all the farmers out of their land. But Superman will stop him.
You know Lex stole 40 cakes, right?
Yep.
Just letting you know.
Next.
Isn't that how he lost his hair, is he stole the cakes and Superman said, "Motherfucker!" And blew all of his hair off.
Because
I know he blows his hair off. Like, that's why Lex Luthor's bald, is literally he had hair at one point. And he was like, you motherfucker.
In Smallville, it was because of the kryptonite meteors that came down.
Yeah, the first meteor shower in Smallville.
The first meteor shower, he was in the cornfield. Mm-hmm. And he survived it. And when he came out, he had no hair.
Right. No, but, I'm talking the comic books.
Oh, that. See, I feel like it's changed over time.
Right. I mean, it depends on, like, which era you're in, but I'm thinking, like, the first time near, like, golden era.
Maybe he just likes to be bald.
True.
But another...
I mean, it is a choice.
It is.
Another image from the last...
Ungod.
Really? You're not going to get that reference now? Even though we saw it 80 times during WrestleMania? I liked you back when he had hair. That's a choice.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a choice.
Next.
Old man Smith.
fair enough.
That is...
When we say older, we mean older.
Right.
He got real old.
He stayed on one planet for thousands of years.
Right.
And
protecting
really
it.
Aged.
He was protecting it.
Right.
And died of old age, I believe, isn't it?
He was going to, but he got a fresh regeneration cycle, which leads into the Cabaldi. So.
Okay. Which is really weird because he goes from Old Man Smith to Old Man Capaldi.
Yeah. Next. And this is him.
That's when during his...
His regeneration is going. And he's like, well, I guess I got to change.
Because I don't know...
And loses the bow tie.
Because he doesn't know if his next form will love bow ties. Next. He doesn't. I'm so happy. I don't know. It's sad. That was sad to see him regenerate.
Yeah.
I got so used to him.
Yeah.
I got so used to him.
Wasn't as sad as David Tennant, but it was still sad.
I'll give you that. Those two had the saddest regeneration, I think.
Yeah.
And here we go.
And those are what he dealt with.
Yeah, mostly.
Jack Frost?
No, just a snowman. Just Killer Snowman, that's all.
Jack Frost.
Sure.
That shitty horror fucking movie where the snowman humps the girl to death in the shower.
We'll go with that.
Really? I'm the only one who... Well, at the same time, I'm the only one who likes watching shitty horror movies out of this group. So, or at least this group in the room.
But yeah, this woman up here above Amy, that is the human version of the TARDIS.
TARDIS is a lady.
Yeah, see, that's why I feel like it's going to be interesting with the new Doctor to see how a female interacts with the TARDIS.
Especially since the TARDIS is like, oh, you're the new Doctor? I mean, you're a woman? This is new. It's always been a man.
All right.
This is a hand.
All right. That's it for Matt Smith.
Four.
Four. Oh, shit. Hold on. I forgot tabulation device. Hold on.
Stop playing with your wrapper.
4.6.
Yeah, fuck you.
4.6 because bow ties are cool.
Well, 4.3 now because bow ties and fezzes are cool.
Yeah.
What do you got, Scotty?
4.7.
All right, Seth. See, now I have to go 4.8. I'm kidding.
3.8.
It's fine. Fuck, ain't nothing
wrong. So that man got a 4.35, so he's winning now.
Right. Yeah, he is.
And I was the closest with a 4.3.
So.
Now.
Peter Capaldi from 2014 to 2017, including his eyebrows from the Day of the Doctor.
Right, and just so everybody knows, I am going to be leaving here in the next 20 minutes, but you're going to hear me rant a little bit about Fano Capaldi.
Yay! There's Capaldi's
There's
name.
The eyebrows. That's yep. from the Day that's of the Doctor good. Special. That's the first time we see his doctor. Next. And that's him from Matt Smith's final episode.
Yep.
When he first changes.
Yep.
And he gets new kidneys. And he doesn't like the color.
So, yeah.
Next.
There's Claire.
Oh, here we
now,
go.
This is what he first started off with, like a black suit.
Yeah.
No tie.
Right.
I liked it a lot, actually.
And this is back when he had short hair.
Yep.
This is when I was still trying to get used to him. But that being said, a lot of people that I knew that was into Doctor Who at that time, because I wasn't really hanging out with you guys as much, everyone hated Capaldi. Like, 100% hated
him. A lot
him.
Of people
it's
didn't like
because
the
of what his previous role was, the foul-mouthed business
yeah.
guy.
But for me, at this point, like, you know, like, up the first season, I was defending
a lot of
him.
People
I
said
was
the
defend-
first season of Capaldi wasn't very good.
Yeah,
but after that, he got a lot better.
Yeah, and I was defending him
Claire
a lot,
downhill.
Too.
So while the Doctor started off bad and then got better, Claire started off good
and
got worse.
Bad. Yeah. And then Bill came along, which,
yeah.
I fucking love Bill. Like, Bill is one of my favorite companions.
Don't let Bill know. Don't let Bill know that you fucking love him.
Don't worry, he's going to listen to the episode, and he's going to know how much you love him.
All right. Here's a clear change in attire.
Yeah, Bill with boobies.
Yes, she has boobies.
She does have some nice boobs, but that's besides the point.
Yes.
Some special that she was in, but next. Yeah, I think this is from the first episode, the first full episode with Peter Capaldi.
Mm-hmm. Well, he went back in time.
He went back to when that lizard-like lady was. Mm-hmm. Along with a,
and this was a kind of a strange like turn of event because Claire once again when she showed up.
Hold on, we got to update our virus protection. Hold on, the episode's got to pause.
Once again, it was weird because you know Claire when she got Matt Smith, she liked him.
The weird thing is,
and then when he regenerated, it's like now instead of liking you like a romantic way, you were more like my grandpa.
And that's like the first thing Capaldi said was, "I am not your boyfriend."
Mm-hmm. One odd thing to note here is the attire Clara has in this one is the same attire she had at the end of Matt Smith's era, but when they re-recorded, her hair did get longer. So that was a bit of an awkward thing when they restarted.
Didn't you have shorter hair? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. Yeah.
I can regrow my hair. It's faster than normal.
Next.
That's the first episode that Capaldi was in.
Yeah, and here's a look of his little
light
red inside.
I like that outfit a lot.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. I agree.
And I think it changes colors from like blue to black,
yeah, and then
which I really do like.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I do like it.
Usually when it comes down to it, like a three-piece, you know, usually does look a hell of a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Yes, he's wearing a gender's attire.
Yeah.
But remember, that's
but,
just
but
some...
he's holding a stick.
It is a stick.
There you go, nice.
But no, that's like the first season of Capaldi, I liked him because he was different. When it came to, as opposed to Matt Smith and
well, they all
David
bring, they
Tennant.
All bring their own flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like Matt Smith and David Tennant they were different, but they were still
and Capaldi here was still figuring his out. So
yeah.
Yep.
Next.
To be fair, Capaldi was supposed to be the Doctor sooner.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
But
that.
They, yeah, I think he was supposed to be the 10th Doctor or the 11th Doctor. But he was doing something else and they couldn't get him.
Okay.
So when he was done, when they finally moved on from Smith, they were able to snag him. Because they wanted Capaldi for the role, is what
right.
I was told. They just couldn't get him at the time that they really wanted him.
Right.
So they had to wait. And Then they finally got
and
him.
And I feel like he did well.
He didn't
when
do
he
a
had
bad
to
job.
Follow he because he had to follow Matt Smith and David Tennant.
I like
two of the best doctors.
Next,
no.
Well, he's a.
Oh, here's Missy, with some Cybermen.
Yeah. Act natural.
Blend into environment.
Oh no, I'm talking about them. Meanwhile, you've got Punker dude with the fucking
pink hair.
Pink hair sitting there like, what the fuck are you?
We are just normal humans.
Yeah, Missy is chaotic
Boy,
in
prick,
the best way possible.
Get the fuck out me street.
Next. And I think this was for the next season, the promotional image for the next season.
After. And look at her looking at him because chicks dig explosions.
And, he's,
well, and cool guys don't look at explosions.
That's true.
And Clara, she got way, like, as, of course, they, you know, you realize later on in the season for, like, her final, but she got way too similar to the Doctor.
Yeah.
Like, she enjoyed it too much.
She was,
like,
she was
no
threatening her own
dying.
Life
yeah.
too much. But the Doctor's pants here, he went to a...
Checkered.
Yeah, kind of like the second Doctor-ish.
Yeah, he went a little bit more like plaid golf pants. Yeah.
I actually don't mind it. I like it. I like it. It works for him.
Right, for him, yeah.
It works for him.
Next.
Sonic sunglasses.
Can I just rate all of this now? He gets a 1. Fuck the Sonic
glasses. Like, they're only there for one season.
No, they come back. They come back in the Tev season once he goes blind.
Awesome.
Because he, and that's the only saving grace with the Sonic glasses, is he does use them in a way that he wouldn't be able to use the Sonic screwdriver because he goes blind. But still.
It's amazing.
Next.
Right. Fuck the Sonic
screwdriver. And guitar.
That's a guitar.
Right.
And he's wearing a hoodie.
Because, fun fact for people who didn't know it, him and Craig Ferguson have been best friends for years. And in fact, the reason why they've been friends is they used to play in punk bands.
But
so
let's go back to the Sonic glasses for a second. So here's what irritated
me
the most.
Do we have to go back to the Sonic glasses?
For a second. So the first episode he introduced them, that's fine. If it was a one episode thing, I would have been okay with it. And then he
Especially
brought him back.
They would have brought him back later. After
yeah,
because
then
the
he
line.
Brought
like,
him back
like a
to
one
the
one and done, and then bring it back for. Something to
yeah,
do.
And in the Viking episode, when he's like sitting there to the Vikings, being like, "Be afraid of me, because I have technology that you guys will never see, and that's more advanced than you know, than something you know, things that will, you know, it's more advanced to the point where you guys will never see it." And then they just snap him in half, be like, "I ain't fucking afraid of no glasses."
Actually, I remember seeing the glasses being snapped on. I'm like,
"Yeah, it made me so happy," but the. But he brought them the. They brought him back.
Sorry, guys, a little bit of a technical glitch there, but don't worry, we're back. So you were saying the glasses and bringing them back real quick.
Yeah,
since you
so
get going.
Yeah, I'm about to leave. So this is my last thing, and I'll rate them before I leave. So, yeah, the Vikings snapping them. If he would have stopped the Sonic glasses, you know, as a 2-3 episode gimmick, that would have been fine. But the fact that after they failed horribly, he brought the fuckers back, that is when I was like, nope, I'm so done. It pissed me off to the point where I stopped watching the season for like 2 months.
Yeah, because originally, actually, I think the glasses lasted, I think, 2 or 3 episodes before they got snapped. So.
Yeah, and then they came back for the rest of the season until something happened that caused them to bring the screwdriver back. I can't remember why though.
It was
the
fans the outer
pissed.
No, he was in space and he had to give his helmet to Bill.
What have we told you, Shane? There, okay.
And he had to give his helmet to Bill when they were in space, and that caused him to go blind. So after that, he needed the Sonic glasses.
Well, and he also snapped his screwdriver in that episode, too.
I don't know if it was that episode, but
yeah,
there was,
it was
there
because
was,
he was during the with the suit.
Because I know the previous screwdriver he had from the Matt Smith did break eventually, and then he had another
and then
one.
Yeah, after, so because I just watched these episodes like 2-3 days ago, so I promise you that. So what happened was, the first screwdriver broke. He got the glasses. After the glasses, I can't remember why he went from glasses to screwdriver, but once he had the screwdriver, the same episode that he went blind, He was trying to defeat the automated suits, and while doing that, it short-circuited the sonic screwdriver, and it like snapped in half, or it combusted. And then when after he went blind, that's when he started wearing his glasses again, because he still had them. And then I haven't gotten to the end of his season yet, but does he continue using the glasses throughout the season?
I think he does. He does, but it gets to show when you get to the Christmas special with the first Doctor and him. You get to see another laughing point at him and the sunglasses.
Okay.
But yeah, he does.
I gotta get
it a
going
bit,
though, so.
So
I will rate him. I'm gonna say a 3. I'll be nice because everything else besides the sonic glasses were fine.
You're gonna love the new Doctor. She gets a sonic bazooka.
Does she?
No. But that
okay,
would be amazing.
I was gonna say
she gets a sonic bra. She's got to
like
take
I saw pictures. I saw pictures of her outfit, but I don't know if I've seen a screwdriver thing yet. So.
No, I don't. They're gonna wait.
I gather they didn't show anything yet. So.
When is it supposed to start?
I think they have started filming. But I think the episode's supposed to start airing either this year or next year.
Well, it should be this. I think it's this year. So I mean, if it is this year, it's gonna.
Well, there, it'll be a
it's supposed to be 10 episodes. I know that.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be if it is this year, it's gonna be probably 3 or 4 months before Christmas.
It'll be 10 episodes plus a Christmas special.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll see you guys later.
She's supposed to be she the 13th.
Oh, yeah, she'll be 13th. The one after
she's
this one. So.
Bye.
Okay. Let's.
Bye,
see.
Everybody.
But,
no, that loser's gone. Let's get to some more talking. Oh, yeah. I like that outfit.
yeah, the pants have gone back to normal. No stripes and stuff.
Looks like he's wearing like a zip-up hoodie with a jacket over it.
Yeah, and then his shirt underneath it looks kind of like a starry sky.
Yeah, kind of. I like it.
Good God, there's so much fucking news on this bitch, but there's nothing about the fucking start date. Son of a... Damn you, Google, you have failed me for the, 12th time.
Next.
Ah, the red jacket.
Ooh, yeah.
I like that.
And then surrounded by mirrors.
Makes it cooler when you're surrounded by mirrors.
Next. Oh.
Yeah, starting in 2018, so yeah, this year.
I'm confused. Why is Arya Stark there?
Well,
to make you ask fucking questions?
No. I know this episode was, I think, The Girl Who Lived. I think that's the name of the title, but she ends up dying, and the Doctor used a piece of device from some aliens to make her live forever as that age.
So Arya Stark lives forever.
And since she never really got a single word as far as, like, her name, she just called herself, I think, me or I or something like that, so... From then on, so.
Okay.
Next. Oh, wait. Hold on. He's got a shirt with something on it underneath.
Oh, yeah, the t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's hard to see. It's hard to tell.
Looks like a bear with a top hat.
Maybe. It's Smokey. No.
No, it can't.
Only you can prevent forest fire.
It can't be Smokey the Bear because over in England they have Smacky the Frog.
Yeah. Okay.
I want him to settle near me. I'm going to put him in a jar with a leaf and a stick. To simulate. Sorry, Mitch Hedberg joke.
Next. Oh, this is during the oh, what was it called?
Man, Capaldi dealt with a lot of the ladies, man. He's a ladies' man.
Well, remember the 50th special, the things that could take other people's forms.
Mm-hmm.
What were their names?
I can't remember.
They had the suction cup things.
Oh, yeah, the suction cup things I remember, but I just don't remember what they're called.
Yeah. This was a two-parter involving them.
Okay.
Why are the question marks back?
No, she's a fan of the Doctor in general.
Ah, fair enough. Okay.
She works for UNIT.
Okay.
Along with... This
I have
is
no idea what the fuck that is. I was just confused about the question.
She's really into the Riddler.
But, okay, so yes.
The lady on the left is the... granddaughter of the brigadier.
Okay.
From the classic Who stuff.
Well, that is actually really
fair
cool.
enough. That's okay, actually yeah, really cool. I think.
But
that. Okay,
well, I was trying to say in the 50th anniversary, there was this peace treaty that started then between the suction aliens that could take copy human form, and on this one, the peace treaty was ending because something happened and those aliens started getting targeted.
I dig the black shirt and the.
And we also got an evil Clara during that time, so.
Cool.
Yes and no. She tried to kill the Doctor numerous times. Next.
Outfit stayed the same from the last picture.
Yeah, it's about roughly the same, just different shirt underneath, so.
I like it.
Next.
I especially love that again. That
looks like it. And yes, he makes his way back to his home planet, Gallifrey.
With a guitar.
Look, at least the sunglasses make sense here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually, in the episode itself, he doesn't have the sunglasses or the guitar when he's on his home planet.
Right.
When he's back to Earth, he has the guitar and glasses. So, next. Do I have anything on my head?
No, you're good.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
No, I can't.
If you're going to make a joke, go big.
Next. Go big or go home.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
go big or go
robot without a head.
Yeah. And that's, River Song is Return.
Isn't that the Christmas special?
The Husbands of River Song.
Okay.
Yeah, it was their Christmas special. So, yeah. And this robot was one of her husbands. Because space.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
Bill.
And Bill. Why she's called Bill, I don't know.
But yeah, I forgot that
probably just to make a joke, I guess.
I forgot that he had her towards his end.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he's got his little jacket.
I like
white
his
shirt.
Outfits. His outfits are really cool.
Right.
Very, there's nothing too flashy about them. Yeah. They're very basic, but they work.
And I think I kind of agree with Kevin on a few things. I mean, mostly, with this going over and the possibility of doing a separate Doctor show, maybe we could try this with the companions and their attires, too. Maybe.
Whenever you guys get around to doing the
and that's,
Doctor show. For,
yeah.
All I can say is wow.
When that ever happens.
Because she has wow.
She has wow.
No, you said it wrong. It's W-H-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-H.
Wow.
Next. And this
gotta
is them.
The Owen Wilson.
This is their
blending
Victorian.
In.
Yeah.
Blending in. Now, like I said, these are the outfits I don't really count because they're only like a one episode thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Although the color scheme stays about the same.
But you know what? I actually like that. Like, if you would have decided to wear that, like with the top hat and shit, that would have been cool. You got to have your own. Every doctor brings their own flavor to the role.
Right. But of course, now I'm looking at that and all I can think is, Bob Cratchit! It's like, you son of a bitch.
Next.
I once caught a fish this big.
Don't do that. People are quit. In jokes.
Next.
These are not the joys you're looking for.
Oh, yeah, this...
See, there you go. Go big or go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
see,
this,
you got it.
This is part of his last attire.
Yep. And look at that cheeky ass smile. He's like, Jedis are cool.
Uh-huh.
Next.
High five?
Side five?
Sci-fi! Because it's sci-fi.
Yep.
Next.
Okay.
Missy and the Master. So somehow they both ended up in the same area.
That's not what I'm looking at.
Are you talking about the old school Cybermen? Or are you talking about the Mary Poppins umbrella?
I'm all right with her being basically Mary Poppins. I'm looking at the weird, I thought we got rid of the really corny-looking shit back with the older doctors.
When Master and Missy showed up, was showing the genesis of the Cybermen.
Genesis? Genesis.
Boom, bitch!
Next.
Gotta make that reference or Bill won't be happy.
Look at him. Look at him. I'm staring at you. I'm staring at you. And I'm looking awesome.
Looks, and he looks at me. And I look at him. And he looks at me. And I look at him. Ketchup!
Next.
Oh, and we're done.
We're done.
Four.
Okay,
point.
So we
got a 2.2.
What you got?
6.8.
If only.
4.8.
Again, the guy started off in a fucking three-piece suit, and you can't go wrong with that. He basically kind of kept the suit jacket, but kind of downgraded a little bit, you know, just to make the style a little bit more easier. Because obviously, you know, it's a hell of a lot harder to deal with wardrobe changes and, you know, three pieces as opposed to, like, you know, basically a blazer over top like a fucking t-shirt, which kind of goes back to, like, the punk rock days. You know, the fact that he jumped back to the plaid pants, I mean, at least it still worked for him. And, again, we've seen that before. He's a 4.2. I mean, when it comes down to the outfit looks pretty fucking amazing. Like, it's basically exactly what you would expect from somebody who's trying to blend in. Plus, we saw where he actually blended in as opposed to the last guy. So, I mean, really when it comes down to it, I mean, the suit just works. I mean, like, the outfit works. So, altogether, he is a 4.05.
And now, what we have for the newest Doctor. 2017.
Shouldn't be too many.
Yeah, Jodie Whittaker.
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 I got 11 pictures, so...
That's more than I actually thought.
So here's the first, from the first trailer revealing
her.
That's not her actual attire.
That's what Capaldi was wearing. Like,
That's not even that. Except for, unless you want to count the hoodie.
The hoodie thing, it looks a lot like what he was wearing. It almost seemed like she just grabbed some clothes.
Well, it's the first trailer to reveal her as the Doctor, so.
Which is fine. Yeah. I've seen that trailer, and.
It do what it do.
Next. This is the marketing for her full Doctor attire.
So, like, what she's going to wear normally?
What she's supposed to, yes.
Well, so, high waters with fucking suspenders, a trench coat, like a pervert trench coat, like she's going to go walking around flashing people. Wouldn't mind it.
blue socks and boots.
Yeah. And basically a general t-shirt. I mean, it's not terrible.
I don't hate it, actually.
Yeah, the weird thing is the t-shirt kind of mirrors Colin Baker with the multiple colors. The suspenders kind of carried over from Matt Smith.
Right.
It's almost like she's taking the bits and pieces of older Doctors.
And then she's taking bits from everybody
trench coat,
and throwing them together.
Trench coat. Tenet.
Yeah.
The rest, I don't quite know.
I mean, it's not a bad outfit. You know, it works for her. You know? But we'll see how it works. These are just pictures. You got to actually see the stuff in motion.
Right, exactly.
Next. Side view?
Still the same attire.
Yeah, not bad. I don't have a problem with it.
Next. And that, this is her from...
The Regeneration.
After the Regeneration, when the TARDIS spit her out.
Yeah, she was
and falling.
Nice.
Because she's wearing what Capaldi was wearing.
Yeah.
She kind of...
Next. And this is images from the set while she's filming. So it's kind of still the leftover Peter Capaldi attire.
Okay. All right.
And this is supposed to be one of her new companions right here, so.
She gets an old man? Older. Well, it's going to be different.
Yeah.
You know, we don't.
Well, I mean, it could be a companion or it could be like a stagehand or something that people are assuming is going to be the companion. Who knows?
Next. Still the Capaldi.
Capaldi shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's just basically what she looked like before, what she looks like now.
Right.
Type thing, so.
Next.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
No, you didn't do it right. You gotta do it right. God damn it, I can't do it like Bill does. That, my voice is fucked from being at work all day talking.
Right.
Next. Go on. Next. Here we go.
Now she's on set. Oh, she has a fanny pack.
She has a fanny pack.
Meh.
She's 90s style.
Meh.
I wonder what she bought.
No, she's an old fat couple from the middle of Wisconsin on holiday.
A Sonic fanny pack.
Oh, God.
That'd be awesome. Sorry. Yeah. I think that would be interesting.
No. It's not Sonic. It's Gallifreyan. It's bigger on the inside.
A Gallifreyan fanny pack.
No, because, of course, now you say
bag of holding.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's not a joke. In the fucking D&D that Taka and Gaijin and Zito and them all fucking do, literally, they're...
Did they say Gallifreyan fanny pack?
No, it's literally, it is a bag of holding that fucking Taka's character, Borky the Orc, hangs around the front of his nuts as a fanny pack of holding. It's not a joke. They refer to it as the fanny pack of holding. Son of a bitch, why would you make that joke?
That's awesome.
Next.
Fucking hell.
Oh, God. See, he does carry on.
Okay, so yeah, so, maybe that is
man,
another one.
Is she going to get multiple?
Maybe.
Either multiple or multiple regulars, so.
That or those might just be some passerbys they're hanging out with. Wait a minute. The bitch in the glasses looks familiar. I think it's just a matter because of how far back it is, because now that you zoomed in, it's just slightly pixelated. But I feel like she kind of looks like the chick with the question marks from Capaldi, the one that I was pointing out. That you were like, oh, yeah, she's the fangirl or whatever.
No, it's not.
Suction
it's not Osgood.
Or whatever.
Osgood was the fangirl.
Okay.
Next.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the black dude carries over.
Maybe she gets, like, 50 companions. I mean, the TARDIS can fit them all.
Right. Or maybe it's just random people that she's bumped into. I mean...
True, we don't really know.
Yeah, we don't know shit.
It's not out yet, so we don't...
Exactly.
Next.
So don't nobody know shit.
That's the same picture.
They look the same photo.
Next.
Doctor Who?
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
And even the logo changed now, so...
Right.
Well, new doctor. New showrunner. Time to... All
right.
I'm not going to rate the first picture we saw, the promotion, the trailer, because she only wore that for the trailer.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not gonna because I already
from the regular attire.
Yeah, I'm not gonna rate Capaldi's
attire.
What
they're saying is gonna be her regular attire.
I'm gonna give it a.
I mean, it's not terrible.
I'm gonna give it a 3.9. I don't think it looks quite as good as the other ones we've seen, but I don't have a problem with it.
I'm almost there. I'm at a 3.8. I mean, again, if you're supposed to be blending in, that blends in. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it might just be the style that they're going for, but, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's one of those things where, like I said, it's not terrible. Don't get me wrong. It's not something like if I was dating a girl, if she were to run around wearing that out and about in public... Unless we're on, like, a Walmart run and I'm just like, fuck it, whatever you got on is whatever you got on. Because to me, that's like fucking 90s sitcom, like, oh, we're going to paint the house today type of shit. But, I mean, at the same time, the style over in, you know, over in Europe is way different from the styles over here in America. So, I mean, like I said, it might just be one of those things where it's a little bit more of like a culture shock type of deal. But really, at the end of the day... I mean, it looks all right, and I mean, one, I'm not wearing it. Two, it's not like anybody I give a shit about is wearing it. So, I mean, you know, watching a character run around in something like that, who fucking cares? Yeah, 3.8.
I'm going low. Because it looks like a real departure from Matt Smith and Peter Capaldi.
Compared to some of the other shit we've seen, though, like fucking the Diddler with all of his fucking question marks.
I didn't say it was that bad.
Right, but you know what I mean?
He's going to be getting a
he said,
score.
Right, but he said it's a departure from what we've seen. So
I said
mean,
from what we've seen in Matt Smith and
right,
from what we've seen previously.
Yeah, from the last three or
he's
four.
He's not saying
yes.
this is the worst thing he's ever seen in
right,
his life.
Exactly, but I mean, compared to what we've seen in some of the other shit, I mean,
I'm going three.
It's basic.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if they're trying to make it seem 90-ish for
all
some
right.
of it. So.
So this one stops, so it's a 3.56666666667. So 3.57.
All right, so before we get to the group ones, we have a bonus doctor.
Oh, shit.
From the 60s films.
Ah, shit.
Peter Cushing.
Oh, shit.
He was an Americanized Doctor Who. Hollywood.
Right.
From 1965 to 1966. So get ready to get awkwardly...
To get Cushing's disease?
Anyway.
Look, you didn't know where to go with that. You can't mess with Van Helsing.
I don't have a problem with it. It's 60s. It works for him.
Exactly. It's exactly what you would see as he's running around in a Hammer film. Who just
Yeah.
Next.
For him, this is normal.
I actually dig those glasses.
Yeah.
These films were mostly based off the first Doctor.
Right.
So, yeah, this was supposed to be another alternative version of the first Doctor.
Right. With, like, the big bow tie, almost ascot. Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, no, it is. It's basically an ascot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad. I mean, anything he's wearing is for the time.
Exactly. And again,
okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't care for the color of that jacket.
Right, but at the same time, first of all, that's the 60s. That's just how that is. I mean, technically speaking, the piece of shit shirt that I'm wearing for work, it's the exact same burnt orange as that.
Right.
So like I said, something like that, BFD. And again, he's back to wearing a three-piece suit, which again is a little bit more elegant and what you would expect from somebody like fucking the Doctor.
Right.
And again, I don't watch these shows, and even I know that's what he's supposed to be. He's more like a fucking elegant, sophisticated, fizzes are cool and bow ties are cool.
That's just truth there.
Right.
Next.
That's the paper.
Oh, fuck. I gotta stand my fat ass up because like I was bitching about earlier.
Belt
is digging into my gut fat and it hurts like a son of a bitch.
Next.
Digging the glasses.
Spectacle glasses.
I like them. I like his out. Other than like the color, I don't have a problem with it.
Next.
Dude, that seems like it looks better.
This is the inside of his.
Of his TARDIS?
He doesn't call it a TARDIS.
Right.
He calls it his invention because he invented this thing.
Oh.
Instead of what is actually known in the...
I don't like it.
Well, considering the fact, though, that they couldn't get away with everything. Yeah. I mean, especially if they didn't get the full rights.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. The new Spider-Man that came out. They didn't get all of the rights to everything. So a lot of shit had to be changed.
There's no really stuff about the Daily Bugle...
Exactly. There's no Jay Jonah
Jameson. There's no Eddie Brock because he's Venom and he's doing his own movie with Sony.
Right. So, I mean, you know, and there's no Mary Jane, even though technically, yes, there is. They just
at the end, the girl said, my friends call me MJ.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Michael Jordan. They call her Michael Jordan.
Hopefully.
No, Michelle Jordan because,
Next.
Mika.
That looks like a TARDIS to me.
Yeah. It is a TARDIS.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a phone box.
They just don't fucking call it as such, because again, they probably didn't get all the rights, so they couldn't call it a TARDIS.
Right.
Next. Yeah, this Doctor Who and the Daleks was one movie. Daleks Invasion of Earth.
2150 AD.
Is the other one.
Okay.
So, yeah. Next. All right. That's it for the Cushing Doctor.
3.5. I mean, I probably would have given it higher, but some of the colors I just didn't care for.
Fair enough. What you got, Scotty?
3.3.
4.7.
I really did like it.
So he's a 3.83.
Right.
Look, the man revolutionized the Hammer Film Dracula movies. So technically I'm rating on the actor too, because he pulls it off.
That's being biased.
And you motherfuckers did the same
earlier today. I was being honest with how I look. I like their outfits.
Anyway.
Regardless of how I felt about them.
On to the group pictures, because we are on the home stretch of finishing this doctor's review finally.
Bitch.
So here we have the first three doctors.
Hi, doctors.
And yes, the actual first three doctors, not some substitute for the first one.
Right.
Next. Oop, wrong one.
Yep, too far.
Yeah. Here's the substitute first doctor.
Right.
With the other two.
All right.
Next.
That's the fifth doctor.
Yeah.
So you got 1, 2, 3, 5?
Yeah. Well, substitute 1, 2, 3, 5.
Right, yeah. But still.
Right.
Yeah. Next.
Same
thing. Just different positions and stuff.
Which one's the guy with the fucking bolo tie in the pocket?
That's the second one.
That's the second doctor.
That's the second? Why does the second doctor look like an older version of Mo Howard?
That's what I said when we brought him up.
Because
wise guy.
Popularity.
Fair enough.
Next.
No arguments.
The second with the Colin Baker.
Sorry, I finally had to take my belt off. That shit was driving me nuts.
Yeah.
And luckily, all I've got left to do after we're done here is take Scotty home and then go the fuck home and sit around and play on my Switch. All right.
Next.
No fucks given.
This guy.
It's him. Him.
What?
What?
Me? What did I do?
Next. Oh.
The fifth and
the fifth and the tenth.
Yep.
Yep, Tennant and his future father-in-law.
Uh-huh. what's the greatest thing a fan's ever given me? A grandkid! Fuck, you're right. I still love that photo. And again, I'm not even a fan, and that thing's like both of them are just kind of looking around like, fuck.
Right.
Somebody call this one a bullshit for once.
Next. Oh.
War Doctor.
And the TV special movie.
Okay.
Paul McCulty, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Next.
Tennant and Smith
from The Day of the Doctor.
Yep. I love that episode.
Next. All three from the Day of the Doctor.
Yep, the War Doctor, Tennant, and Smith.
Damn, this looks like a good picture.
It does.
Right.
Next. Ooh.
Smith and...
Tom Baker.
The fourth. So fourth and 11th.
He hints at being the fourth, but he's the curator.
Yeah, he's the curator, yep.
Because of the round things on the wall. Next.
And there's all of them.
And this is the ending of the Day of the Doctor special, so...
You like how the first Doctor's like, I don't stand in line. Mm-hmm. I started this shit.
Next.
The first three?
Actually, this is from the Adventures in Space and Time special that they made when they showed how they first made the Doctor Who show.
Alright.
When they casted the guy who would... carry on being the first Doctor, and then these two guys who made no sense playing their roles.
Mm-hmm.
Next. And this is from the last Christmas special.
First and 12th.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oddly similar.
In many ways.
No, I mean like the way that they look, like almost like they did it on purpose.
Mm.
Like
probably,
for the casting choice.
They probably
you know what I mean?
Did.
So, yeah.
I guess they were trying to get, you know, that dude to look like as much as the first Doctor as possible.
Right.
And it just so happens that he shares some features with Capaldi.
Right.
Well, technically, with this instance of them in this Christmas special, he's in the same situation. they're about to regenerate, but they don't want to.
Right.
So if the first
one... I don't think any of them really want to.
If the first one doesn't regenerate, none of the others happen.
Right, exactly.
So, next. Another shot from the Twice Upon a Time is what the episode was called.
Has anybody seen Harry Potter? Because he was in Harry Potter.
Right.
And in Game of Thrones.
Right.
Man, these doctors have been in Harry Potter.
Yep. Next. Well, of course, that's because it's almost like being in a fucking Marvel film.
Look at that. What's that? Up there.
Look,
what's
he's
that?
Got a sonic screwdriver. And he's regenerating.
Yep.
Got a sonic screwdriver.
And she just looks like she's...
And A-Bill.
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 A-Bill. Abel. Abel. It's Abel.
Next.
Where's Kane? Mm. Oh, he's still in the middle of the ring. That's right.
Yeah.
There's all the doctors, and they've even added the new one.
Yeah. And... Same thing, all the doctors, new one, new logo.
She has to stand away from everybody. She's like,
yeah. All right.
Well,
that's
of course,
it.
Capaldi probably farted.
Damn it, Capaldi!
Well, that and they've also got to get some room in the back for the TARDIS. I mean.
Well, she's also the combo breaker, so.
True.
Yeah, it's going to be weird because he's never been a woman. So when he regenerates, he's going to be like, oh my god.
Well, actually, the doctor actually says the first comment when looks at a reflective servant. It's like, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Look, all I want is for in the first episode, like, at least 60 seconds of, like, grabbing her own boobs, being like, well, these are definitely new.
I have boobs.
Yeah, like grabbing these and being like, uh-oh. Ah, crap, that's missing too. Okay.
That's something new I gotta adjust.
I guess they moved. Okay, so now they left down here, now they're on my chest. Ah, crap.
Alright, so...
Just one of those gender jokes that's always hilarious.
So, yeah, I guess that's it for the doctor's review.
Thank God, now the only thing left to do is finish a fucking ride. Durr.
Durr.
I'm glad we broke it down and only being 10 instead of being the 20, because we'd still be talking by the time everybody showed the fuck up. No, believe me, be glad Scotty and I are putting ourselves through that. But we're also putting ourselves through that, so hopefully in the future when it comes down to one of these other shitty shows like the fucking Turtles, you fuckers will have to do it, and we can take the cop out because we did Master I Durr. We don't need to see fucking Venus de Milo turtle titties.
Actually, I'll have to. I have the set.
Well, I'm skipping the fuck out on it. Uh-uh.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.